Tough economic times may be taking a toll on some of the Southwest's archaeological treasures. Looters are vandalizing remote sites in increasing numbers in search of artifacts that they can peddle on the black market. And their efforts have been aided by new internet technology and some unwitting amateur enthusiasts. Laurel Drooley reports from Arizona Public Radio.
For centuries, the dry climate of the American Southwest has preserved the artifacts and remnants of ancient Indian settlements. Many sites are well known, like Chaco Park or Mesa Verde, but thousands of other sites are uncatalogued, back in remote canyons or on Indian land known only to a few archaeologists or desert hikers. For that reason, it's hard to quantify just how much looting is going on, but authorities say there is strong evidence that it's on the rise. In northern Arizona, tribal law enforcement officer Danny Bolitz pulls over to the side of the highway near the isolated town of Fredonia. He's pointing out where recently he caught someone looting. Bolitz is tired of people stealing his ancestors' treasures.
I was waiting for him, and he got behind this mound, and he didn't come out. He saw me, and I said, "What are you doing?"
Turned out he was collecting pottery shards from Indian land. Bureau of Indian Affairs archaeologist Gary Cantley surveys the area and points to some Paiute ruins where there's evidence of recent looting. At the base of an earthen wall, there are several deep and roughly dug holes.
See this? This is a room. See, this is the wall inside a room. Right here, though, see, this has been looted. This individual knew what they were doing. An archaeologist would not have excavated this way at all.
In western Nevada, director of the Nevada Rock Art Foundation, Alana Woody, says she has visited a popular archaeological site every few months for the last 15 years, and only recently has she seen a big change.
The last 2 years, the vandalism at the site, I can see, has increased really radically.
Amateur rock art and Indian artifact lovers may be helping looters without even knowing it. The informal networks that used to share information about archaeological sites now use the internet. Tech-savvy looters with global positioning systems can locate rock art and Indian artifacts whose precise longitude and latitude coordinates are posted on the web by these enthusiasts. Woody recently talked to one such website creator.
There was one fella here in southern Nevada, and he had GPS coordinates, and I actually talked to him on the phone, and it never really occurred to him that what he was doing would cause more damage. It never really occurred to him that he was throwing gas on the fire, basically.
The bottom line is, there's money to be made. Ken Mabry is president of the Association of National Park Rangers.
We know that that looting is going on, and we know that in times of economic downturn, get-rich kinds of activities increase. So looting in that our antiquities will fetch a fairly high price on the black market.
In fact, a recent search on eBay turned up more than 600 artifacts for sale, such as arrowheads, beads, and pottery. Prices range from $5 all the way up to $500. Mabry says one of the problems is that funding cuts to the National Park Service has meant major staff cutbacks, so there are fewer rangers to patrol archaeological sites.
In the last 25 years, visitation to parks has grown 150%. The amount of acreage in national parks has grown by 166%. Same time, protection staffing has decreased. It's a big, precipitous decrease.
There's been such an upsurge in looting that archaeologists and special agents from the Bureau of Indian Affairs have been touring the country for the past couple years to train law enforcement officials on how to investigate and fight the crime. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Drooley.